from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. While crews work to keep containment on that massive wildfire in North Jersey, crews are now battling two new fires, one in Burlington County, another in Ocean. The big rusty fire has burned through a couple of dozen acres in Haynesport, about 20% contained. 20 buildings had been threatened, but they're believed safe now. Crews are also working on the Country Club wildfire in Lakewood, which has burned 33 acres. The MTA signs off on the revised congestion pricing plan at its board meeting Monday afternoon. MTA Chair Jan Lieber spoke about the $9 toll for drivers heading south of 60th Street in Manhattan.
There isn't any more room. We have a limited amount of room in the Central Business District, which is the most congested area in terms of traffic in the United States.
Barring a successful lawsuit, the toll is slated to go into effect January 5th, $9. Jersey drivers get a $3 credit for using the Holland or Lincoln tunnels. New Jersey Lottery should not be able to sell its own tickets. That's according to legislation moving to the State House. The agency has been floating the idea of directly selling draw game tickets to consumers online. The business industry wants to make sure that never happens.
There are third-party courier services in New Jersey that let you buy lottery tickets over the web. They still require someone to go to a store to make the actual purchase. A bill moving through the state legislature says the New Jersey Lottery should not be able to sell tickets online directly to consumers. Eric Blomgren with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association says lottery sales have been a cornerstone for small businesses for decades. They draw in customers that also purchase higher-margin items.
Allowing the state to sell tickets directly would effectively put our physical retail stores, small businesses, in direct competition with the very same entity that is their supplier, distributor, and chief advertiser.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We'll see increasing clouds today, but we're squeezing out another dry and mild day. This morning, temperatures are in the 30s and 40s. Grab a jacket. Highs this afternoon near 60 degrees. There is a chance for a few rain showers tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, upper 50s. And then here comes our storm system. Rain tomorrow night through Thursday morning. Could be steady or heavy for a time. Gusty wind is going to kick up. And clouds will linger as well as showers through Thursday and Friday as temperatures start to drop. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit VCS Software.
Belvedere is 37, Old Bridge 43, Burlington is 42. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.